Study together, every time we learn this truth together. And not only learn it, every time we go out and we practice this truth, because it takes more than just learning, right? It takes the doing. It takes the practicing. It takes experience it on a deeper level. And every time we do that, we're rising. Our consciousness is rising. Our souls are rising. Our spirits are rising. I get a big picture in my mind imagining what that means out here in the atmosphere. Yeah. You know, this morning in our Walk the Talk session, we talked about how there's so many things in the atmosphere. I don't know about you, but in my bedroom, I think, and every time I say this, somebody tells me, you shouldn't have electronics in your bedroom, but I can't help it. But every time I think about all the electronics in my house, they have these little beams, they have these little red lights, don't they? And just as that's generating vibrations all over the place, guess what? We are too. Because we're transmitting, we're sending out these thoughts of peace, these thoughts of love. And the world needs that today, doesn't it? We need to put a whole lot of that out there. I hate to say that this is a special time of year, but it really is a time when we need to generate all the love and peace and tranquility that we can. And guess what? We're getting a new attitude here, aren't we? Well, really, it's an old attitude, but we're calling it a new attitude because in us there is a change going on, and that change is for the better. And I see it in, oops, I better stop breathing so hard. I see it in everybody that I meet, everywhere that I go, out here in the universe. Because people are more and more saying good morning, or smiling, or saying hi when I pass by them. We send out these vibrations, every one of you in here, and the universe needs that. So this morning I want to talk a little bit about a new attitude. You know, you can't study truth and not develop a different aspect of how you look at the world. You look through appearances. You look through all the activity and the stuff going on. And you know that in there is something worth taking and being a part of lifting up. So I want to tell you a modern day parable today. And this is about an old oak tree that was in the center of this little town. And as the seasons changed, the tree began to lose leaves. And the villagers watched, and they watched with concern, and they were beginning to feel weighted from the thought that the tree might die. So one day, one of the wise women, or for you gentlemen, it could have been a wise man, but I'll say a wise person. That's more politically correct. Well, one day a wise person, she approached a tree and she touched it gently and it said, oh great, and she said, oh great oak, why do you shed your leaves? You are loved and cherished here. And the oak with its deep roots in the ground replied, I shed my leaves to make way for new growth. each leaf represents an old part of me that has served its purpose. Only by letting go can I prepare for the new life that awaits me in the spring. So inspired by the tree's wisdom, the villagers realized, just like that oak, inspired, they too need to let go of old patterns and fears, limitations that no longer serve them. In doing so, they created a space for new opportunities and growth in their lives. That's the same thing we're doing as spiritual beings, as spiritual community. We're letting go of the old, and we're stepping out into the new. We're learning to cultivate and to develop our inner strengths. Just in this chapel alone, we've gotten some new volunteers to step up that are doing great things for our spiritual community. So let us begin to draw from the oak's resilience to develop a new attitude. It requires us to release doing what we do because it's familiar. Anybody hear that? Anybody keep doing what they're doing simply because you've always done it? I'm like, Dr. Phil, how is that working for you? Sometimes it's not working the best that it could. But you know, stepping out into new territory requires strength. And we have strength deep within us. It's one of our God-given attributes. Stepping out into unfamiliar territory, it takes faith. And we have faith, because faith was implanted in us from the very beginning of the foundation of the world. It's one of our God-given attributes. And it takes love. Just as the oak shedding leaves prepares for renewal, then we have to move. And I had a job, and on the job, every time I tried to introduce a new idea, I always got resistance saying, well, we've always done it this way. But is that the attitude to have? Wouldn't it be neat to try something different that may take you to a higher level? When I came into Unity, I had no clue what I was in for. I had no clue that I was about to embrace some ideas that was going to put me on a spiritual journey that was going to be like a spiral. That I was going to learn some things. That I was going to get know. Jesus Christ came here as an example for us, as an example of how we can go about our daily lives. We have the power within us to transform our lives. Does anybody believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, it's not fairy tale thinking. It's connecting heart and mind. I guess I should say heart and mind. It's making that connection. You know, I always say you have to practice what you're learning. if I say something, I don't want you to just say, oh, well, Bernetta said it. I want you to go try it, practice it. That's how you experience the unfolding of great things in your life, is to try things, to develop an attitude of Christ consciousness. I read in that it's not a destination, but it's a continuous process of growth, of learning, of connection. Just as that old oak tree stood rooted in love and strength, we too can stand firm in our faith and commitment to supporting one another as we navigate this beautiful, beautiful human experience that we get to have. I love meeting challenges. I was going to say, don't you, but because that gives me an opportunity to practice and to let go of my old notions and say yes and move into something different. It gives me an opportunity to learn new people. I can't just go in a room and not speak to everyone. How about you? Just think what you're going to gain from that experience. Sometimes that's too much. If you're in the grocery store line and all of a sudden you have this big long conversation going on. But you know what? You're spreading joy. You're spreading cheer. Sometimes people ask you, what is it you do? Yeah. We are all spiritual beings, and in us is the seed of greatness. I cannot say that often enough. And guess what? It's your responsibility to unlock that potential through spiritual practices and conscious living. Take time to observe what it is you're doing from day to day, what it is you're saying. What's drawing to you the experience you want to have? I like the lyrics to Patti LaBelle's song. And she says, I'm feeling good from my head to my shoes. Yeah. Know where I'm going and I know what to do. I tidied up my point of view. I got a new attitude. I started to have brains.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah. Think of those words. Yeah. We're tidying up our point of view. We're not seeing the world as we saw it yesterday. We're seeing it through eyes of love. We're not critiquing, criticizing. We're seeing things in a different point of view. That point of view is through spirit, through the eyes of God. I found, you know, just this morning, oops, I hope I brought it with me. Well, I might not have, oh, just this morning in Walk the Talk, I was sitting there and I said, this is exactly what I need to give for homework. Yeah. And you know, I always give homework because I don't want you to take these words in and sit on them. I want you to take them in, go and prove them. Prove that they're true. Prove that they work. Develop that new attitude. Make a conscious decision to grow in our understanding of ourselves and our understanding of our relation, our connection to God, and our understanding of our oneness to one another. It's important to do that. And we do that by using our thinking process. So let me give you this. I'm going to read it right out of the I copied it, so I'm going to read it right from the text. And this is from the five principles, if you wanna to find the book. And it's on page 44, the section that says you are God. And it reads, I love this. What if it were possible to rise above such human travails and to live effortlessly with an attitude of love and compassion for yourself and others? What if you could hold on to thoughts and feelings so positive that only good could be drawn into your life? We know what we focus on, what we think draws to us. So what if you could clear out the debris of the past and any fears about the future so thoroughly that spirit could shine within you and light up the world? That is the point of your spiritual growth. It is living from the Christ within, making decisions from the higher self, loving and unconditional and inexhaustible energy of the divine, contributing to the well-being of the planet. It is to express effortlessly who we truly are. And I'd like to change that to say what we truly are, because who you are is your personality. I'm Vernetta, spiritual leader, your various jobs and roles in your life, sister, brother, mother. That's who you are, that's personality. But what you are is a spiritual being invited into this human experience. What are you going to do with it? Use the old attitude of fear and doubt? Or rise in your truth? And you know, sometimes we step back, don't we, because nothing's happening. But guess what? When you go beyond that point, that's when the blessings open. When you step beyond it. There's an old story, you've probably heard me tell it before, where the little guy goes to the guru and says, "Oh, great guru, what's the key to living a joyous long life?" And the guru said, "Just go down that street right there." And he journeyed down that street, and wham, bam, everything that could happen to him, challenges flew in. And he got mad and picked himself up and went back to the guru and said, "Hey, I did exactly what you said. I went down that road. Look at me." And the guru told him, he said, "Yes, you went down that road, but you have to go just beyond the appearance. And there will open up to you your good." Sometimes we do that. We don't take that extra step. When it gets hard, we turn back, don't we? We forget that in us we have everything we need to move through the experience called life. We just got to get beyond the appearance. We have to take that step over that illusion that we can't. So I want you to join me in developing a new attitude. You know, I work on it every day, and it's something that you'll need to work on every day. Each of us carries a light of divine potential that sparks a fuel for our creativity, compassion, and capacity for love and life. And when we awaken this, when we awaken the Christ within us, because that's the power we're tapping into, we find our true power and we step into a glorious state of being. So let's see life through different lenses. Let's pivot it and think about what challenges might that person that's speaking to me unkindly have gone through. What might their experience have been? It shines a whole new light on how you go about what you do. But for us, each moment we stand in our truth, and that's the truth that's taught by Jesus Christ, love one another. Each moment we do that, we bring forth our glory. I love the scripture, Christ in you, your hope of glory. You're not separate from God. We're all expressions, and we embody truth, and we can transform our minds and our hearts and the world around us by living from that attitude of the Christ within. So let's take a few moments, because we know that you, in order to do this, you have to make the connection. So we're going to take a few moments. We're going to turn within. But first we're going to do so, setting that atmosphere by reciting the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive our debts.
And lead us not into
temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Take a deep breath. I know sometimes I get caught up when I'm up here. Spirit is moving in and throughout this room in this very moment. So I invite you to take a deep breath and give yourself permission to come apart and relax a moment. To let your mind become open and receptive to the thoughts that have been presented here. That divine spark is within you, waiting to be lit. Embracing you, guiding, holding you when you need to be held. Turning within, we turn within to that space deep within us as we journey from the head, the intellect, down into our hearts. Living and moving from our heart region, from that space where we commune with the divine, not only uplifts our lives, but it also flows from us to reach and touch someone who may be in need this morning of the touch of spirit, of the awareness that they're not alone, of knowing that we live and move and have our being in God. And that's always a safe space. And we connect and we travel and we journey through that space by turning within, letting go of thoughts that may have brought us here today, focusing and centering, knowing that there is only love, and that love is God. So take a few moments in the quiet. Contemplate that spirit that is within you, that is greater than anything out here in the world, greater than anything you may encounter. And stand always in that presence and in that power. So take a moment, feel the stirrings moving in and throughout you, uplifting you. Touching what needs to be touched within. And do so for a moment in the quiet. Take a moment and give thanks for the gift of life, the gift of breath, the gift of beingness. We are expressions of God on this earth plane. And as we embody truth, we transform our minds and our bodies and our hearts and the world around us. So walk boldly in faith this day. Expressing a new attitude of Christ's Spirit. Our spirit within rises, renewed and reborn. We are grateful. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for being the activity of God moving in and throughout all creation. And for this and all things, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is, and so we let it unfold in our lives. Love, peace. And for this we say, amen.